This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Not just with quarterbacks, but one of the best wide receivers over the last decade or so, even if you don't think he is that still because he's about to turn 33 years old. I'm talking about Devontae Adams. Sports Illustrated had a piece out yesterday suggesting that Devontae Adams is, quote, intrigued by the LA Chargers. Remember, he was acquired midseason by the Jets for a third-round pick, I think it was, because Aaron Rodgers wanted his money.
They screwed up their season so bad.
The destruction left post Aaron Rodgers is pretty damning for the Jets organization. So he's not going to be a member of the Jets next year. We know that. Could the Chargers be his destination? I mean, if you're the Chargers, Herbert McConkey with Devontae Adams is definitely the case. I don't know about you though. Devontae Adams at this point, I'm not saying he's a bad wide receiver, but he's up there and he is not the same guy he was 5 years ago or anything like that. So it doesn't really, it's a nice piece. He's not a long-term answer. He's not a top five wide receiver anymore in this league. He hadn't been that in a couple of years. So that's fine. Devontae Adams and the Chargers, that's not something that suddenly I'm going to be terrified of if I'm the Chiefs.
It scared me a little. I mean, Justin
Herbert
was on the
Raiders for all those years.
Yeah, but I mean, they had nobody a quarterback. It's not about the proximity thing, because the entire time he was on the Raiders, who the hell were their quarterbacks? Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew and Derek Carr for probably a portion of it, right? That was why he was interested.
Yep.
The Raiders initially. So
how about Devontae Adams? This is where, you know what? I get you want to play with your best buddy, but the two times you tried to go play with your best friend,
poorly,
it screwed up your career a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, because over the last, and I'll say last year, he still had 1,144 yards and 8 touchdowns. In 2022, he had 1,514. This year was the bad year where he had 850 and 7 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers didn't play a decent portion of the season and stunk when he was available to play. I actually think Devontae Adams is still probably a top 20 wide receiver in the NFL. The only thing to not support it is this season, in which he was still a 900-yard, 7-touchdown receiver and had no quarterback play, no semblance of a decent team, complete mess of an organization. I would be scared of that matchup of Devontae Adams for a year and Ladd McConkey for a year, where they, I do think, depending on their running back situation or their offensive line situation, which they improved this year, I'd make him one of the more dangerous offenses in the league. Am I going to quake in fear of any team's decision in the league? No. 3 years ago, we did this. Every single team in the division went after a defensive end, pass rusher. They all targeted the same guy. We're coming after Mahomes. We're going to get your ass. You're in trouble. My hope is that if he signs with a team like the Chargers, is that they overpay him. Because that's the mistake these division teams have been making. In an effort to clean up or to catch up, they overpay these older players like Von Miller in Buffalo and get themselves in trouble. That's what I'm rooting for.
There's a couple teams that I think have the money to go fix their receiver room. I know here in Kansas City, we talk about wouldn't mind going and getting one, but I'm talking about having some of the most cap space in the league. The Chargers are there, the Patriots are there, and the Commanders are there. Between Devontae Adams and T. Higgins, I still think ultimately they land across one of those three teams. The T. Higgins to Chargers thing would obviously be more of a threat, in my opinion, than Devontae Adams, believe it or not, going to the Chargers for 1 year or 2 years or something like that.
T. Higgins is a younger receiver, more runway.
And he's going to cost you a ton more. Someone says, would you rather have Devontae Adams or DeAndre Hopkins? Well, Devontae Adams, yeah. Devontae Adams, yeah. I mean, we watched DeAndre Hopkins this year. I don't think he's going to retire or anything, but Devontae Adams is a better wide receiver, absolutely, at this point in time.
By a pretty significant margin at this time. I know they're similar in age, but 33, here's the only problem with Adams, if I were the Chargers. 33, that's about the death nail for wide receivers.
And in fairness, he doesn't turn 33 till December, so most of the season will be 32.
But like the way we talk about running backs at 26 or 27, 33 is about the time where you should probably stop counting on your wide receiver to be as productive as he was. And his production technically has slipped each of the last 3 years, but under Derek Carr, he's 1,414 touchdowns or whatever. Under bad quarterbacks, he was still almost 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns. And this year, it was abysmal, and he still had some production. And so, like, part of me is like, I don't know if he's just washed or if his just situation got way worse really fast. If I were him, I'd be looking for a winner. Like, it's the same thing as DeAndre Hopkins. You want to go in the Hall of Fame without anybody questioning what your accolades were in the league? Go get a ring somewhere. Go be a contributor for the Buffalo Bills. Go be a contributor for, I mean, I don't think
she's going to, you should go to an NFC team then.
Go to an NFC. Yeah. Go be Jaden Daniels guy. Cause the Commanders are going to be on everyone's list of, if there's a defensive end or an offensive tackle or an offensive lineman or a wide receiver, your name's immediately going to get linked to the Commanders because they both, A, have the money, and two, are ready to compete now.
They'll just be an interesting team all year, because the question for the Commanders will just be, are they taking the leap or are they going to be the Texans and they actually take a step back? But that'll be the big question.
Everybody thought,
like, the Commanders, even though Jaden Daniels had a better rookie season, they're in a similar spot to what the Texans were in a year ago, where everybody loved them. Everybody was telling Jaden Daniels will be a popular MVP pick next year. All this, which way do they go? Do they build off of it, or do they regress due to a variety of factors, which is what happened in the Houston Texans? Something to keep an eye on.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.